The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, with hairdressers open once again at long last, how are they finding the first few days of that reopening? Our reporter Barry White went to find out.
So my name is Katrina Kelly and the salon is Cut Social in Phibsworth, Dublin 7. We've had to really think about everything. It's not even just visually, it's like all our systems that we've changed for health and safety reasons. So we have our electric hand sanitizers, we have our floor mapped out. And again, I wanted to kind of keep everything on brand. So I have like gold footprints on the floor and everything kind of like we've really thought about what we're doing. And because we feel it's the new normal as well. So I kind of didn't want to just put Perspex in that didn't really complement the salon as well. So as you can see, we have like gold Perspex around our reception desk. And then down at our basin area, we got Crystal Effect Perspex as well, just to make it more of a feature as health and safety as well. But a lot of changes, huge changes. So at the moment we're working at 50% capacity and we're working off two separate teams. So although right now it might not look necessarily as busy, we all have one client each, and well, we're working on two separate teams. So team A, which is our team, we're working from 8 to 8. So it's 12-hour shifts, 3 days a week, but we will have 4 days off. And then team B will come in, and then they're going to do the exact same. And then for the following month, we swap over. So team A will do the early week, and then team B will do we'll change over.
Lisa Echoes, and we are Zinc Hair and Beauty, and I'm also the incoming Vice President of the Irish Hairdressers Federation. Did actually kind of, I suppose, look at the layout of the salon. Originally, we would have had all of our chairs are about a metre apart, so we spaced them all out by 2 metres, and we actually brought one of our sections into our beauty area as we had a bit more space in here as well. We've sectioned out our nail tables, and we've just got very strict procedures then when clients are coming through the door, so like what you did today. Hand sanitizing, wearing a mask, we do a temperature check, and then we also just have a couple of screening questions as well to make sure that you're not experiencing any symptoms of COVID and that you haven't been in contact with anybody that has COVID-19.
Are customers okay with that so far?
So far, yeah. I think if anything, it actually gives them a sense of comfort. They kind of feel like, well, if everybody's getting asked this coming in, I know that I'm coming into a nice, safe environment. Nobody's had an issue with wearing the masks. Everybody's very happy to kind of just get in and get their hair done, really.
I'm Jennifer Maher. I am getting my hair done in Zinc Hair and Beauty in Kilmainham. Women's hair is such a personal thing to them, and I think it's a very important thing to most women. And to finally get back in and have that treat, have that luxury, that little thing that makes you feel that bit better about yourself is just absolutely unbelievable to finally get back and get it done. I know it seems like such a trivial thing to some people, but to a lot of women it means a lot, and it's great to get back.
You're a health worker?
Yeah, I work in the Beacon Hospital.
Coming in somewhere like this, did you have any worries, or what do you think of all the measures in place?
Actually, do you know what, Lisa, the measure she's put in place here is actually better than some medical facilities that I've been in the past couple of weeks. It's unbelievable. You come in, you sanitise your hands, you get your temperature taken. Everything is so individual to the hairdresser. There's no cross-contamination. They work different shifts. It's actually better set up than some medical facilities I've seen. It's unbelievable. She's done a fantastic job.
Hairdressers reopened this week for the first time in almost 4 months. So have there been any clients coming in with nightmare home haircuts?
There's a few. I would definitely... I mean, I'm looking at one right now, when you don't. We have had a couple of clients, you know, who has attempted to do their own hair colour at home. So a couple of little corrections in there. But I have to say, a lot of our clients, you know, they're coming in and their hair still looks amazing, which I know that means that we've been doing a good job for the last few months. A lot of our clients haven't had to colour their hair at home, so that's fantastic.
Have you had anyone who tried to do the home haircut or the home dye?
Yeah, we've had loads of fringe cuts, and we've had clients who have put colour in their hair at home. But we know what we're doing here. We've trained for years to come up against, and we know how to correct everything. So we weren't expecting this to go on as long as it did. So we're expecting colour corrections to walk through our doors, and we do online consultations. We also do WhatsApp, FaceTime consultations with our clients, so we kind of know what the client's going to arrive in like, and we know how to correct and fix it. So don't panic if you've done something at home, we can sort it out.
In fairness, we kept really good communications with our clients all the way through. Like, we communicated through them with email and social media. We gave them lots of advice, and a lot of them have actually come in with their hair in really good condition because they've been using conditioning masks and things like that in between. So far, no major disasters.
I was actually getting a lot of messages from men from their wives sending to ask, or else they're probably just fed up with their wives complaining about their hair, and they're, you know, saying to me, Katrina, are you still doing like hair, are you doing hair at home? And I was like, no, I'm running a business, I need to keep business for our business when we reopen. But also as well, you know, I was in it with everybody else when it came to health and safety, you know, like, I was trying to stick to the guidelines as much as I could, so I wasn't willing to do anyone's hair at home, because again, like, I have my own values and my own standards, and I want to stick to that when it comes to our business as well.
What was the craziest offer you were made to cut someone's hair during lockdown?
I couldn't tell you that one, Barry. My husband wouldn't like it.
The barbers are also back in business this week, with queues forming outside some premises at midnight on Sunday. And Sam Donnelly, who owns Sam's Barbers, says it's good to be back.
We've made a few slight changes, but we haven't, like, you know, recreated the wheel here or anything like that, because, like I said, we want to try and make things as simple as possible. So what we have done is we've just placed a simple white plastic chain at the entrance of all our doors. And what that does, that just stops customers walking in on top of the staff or other customers that are in the shop. And we felt that a great help, because people are very understanding at the moment and people are very compliant, which I think is a great part of it. So when we enter the shop, right, one of our staff members will greet you at the door, ask you, have you an appointment? If you don't have an appointment, they'll assist you in making an appointment. And then when we come in, we have a sanitising area at the entrance of the door. And what we do is we invite customers to sanitise their hands while entering. And then when they come in, we'll sit them into the barber's chair. And what we'd like to do is we put on a disposable gown first on top of the customer, and then we put our own gown on top of that. All our barbers have been supplied with masks and face shields, and then some of them, like Alan here, has his own personal style as regards to face coverings. So he has that. And we're doing our service as normal, but what we have done is we've gapped our appointments to give ourselves adequate time between customers to allow us to really hygienically disinfect our station. So every time a customer comes in, their station is as if they're the first customer of the day. We've always been quite hygienically clean in the barbering industry anyway, but now we've actually allocated extra time between customers because we think that's important to be able to do.
Now, during lockdown, many people would have got a black market barber to cut their hair. I've even seen some barbers advertising on social media that they were cutting hair from home. So could this damage barbershops long term? Sam Donnelly says he doesn't think so.
I'm not worried at all about the black market economy. It's always been there, always has and always will. We offer a professional barbering service, and our customers may have availed of them services during lockdown purely because we weren't here, but our customers will come back. And I think people crave that. Why would you want to go into someone's living room or into their garage when you can come into a lovely and clean environment and have a bit of real interaction and, you know, do what we do, not properly, Irish people, and this is interact with people.
I can't stress enough how wonderful it feels. And middle of February, the last time I had a haircut.
You hadn't tried the home cut or anything?
No, there was like, I always felt like someone was touching the back of my neck, and I was like, ugh. So I did a little bit of like around, but I say, I'll be like panel beating and I'll end up bald, so no.
Since the lockdown started, yeah. Yeah, so a good while. Yeah, 3 months or 4 months, 5 months.
Whatever. Were you tempted to try the home cut?
I was tempted at one point with the fringe, but in the end I decided against it. So, yeah. It's good to be able to get kind of my fringe cut and get kind of less weighed down with my hair.
It was February, I'd say.
You didn't try the home cut, no?
They could have. The women would have done a good job, but I wasn't going near it or letting my son near it. It's my son. He said, "Yeah, come on, I'm going in." He's a customer, right? I mean, I shop around a bit now.
So, are you looking forward to get the haircut
suppose for men,
well,
February,
I save a lot of money.
4 months is a long time.
I'm only joking. No, I mean, I do feel a bit, you know.
Scruffy like myself.
Scruffy is the word.
And that report from Scruffy Barry White.